Maboim. Welcome everybody to part two on our series on Elul and the Avodah specifically of Elul. You remember last week we spoke about the announcement on Shabbos Mevorachim a week and a half ago when we heard the Chazan say Chodesh Elul, and we explained why it is that many Gedolei Yisrael felt a sense of awe, a sense of trepidation, not just because Rosh Chodesh Tishri, meaning Rosh Hashanah, is a month away, but rather because Elul is here. And if Elul is here, that means there's work to do. There's work to do. And we explained in the name of the Chofetz Chaim, if you remember, he gave the moshel of somebody who's going to book a train ticket and doesn't do so. So even if he manages somehow to scramble aboard the train, but what type of place will he have? The back carriage, nowhere to sit. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right at the end, when it comes to Ne'ila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noisein Yad Lekabel Shovim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, as it were, drags us onto the train of Tshuva. But what type of Tshuva will that be? If it was all a last minute scramble without any planning, without any preparation, then that's clearly not a Tshuva of a very high standard. That's clearly not a Tshuva that would have any chance of being maintained. And therefore we explained, and this is how we concluded last time, why it's so crucial, therefore, as soon as we've heard our marching orders. Our marching orders were on Shabbos, a week and a half ago, when the Chazan said, Chodesh Elul. And that is, as it were, the gun goes, and off we leave. We begin our Avodah straight away. We do not wait until a later time. We don't wait till the end of Elul or Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but we begin our Chodesh Elul, we begin our Avodas Chodesh Elul as early as we can. That is what we discussed last week. So we would like, perhaps just briefly tonight, to continue that theme a little bit, and I'd like to really just share with you a maimer in the Sefer Koich Ve'Oir, which those who have been with us for a number of years might have well heard this from me on previous occasions, but in truth it's worth reviewing it every single year. The Koich Ve'Oir is a Sefer written by Reb Itzel Blaser, also known as Reb Itzel Petterberger, and he was one of the prime Talmidim of Reb Yisrael Salanter. He was not just a Baal Musa, as you'd expect. He was a Goyen Adir, he has Tshuvas, Pre-Yitzchok, Reb Yitzchok Blaser. In his Sefer, Koich Ve'Oir, he has several lengthy pieces on the subject of Tshuva. And what we're about to share and learn together is the fourth piece. This is Koich Ve'Oir, Maimer Dalet. And we will see, Mitz Hashem, that he explains the Mishnah and the Gemara in a perhaps very novel way. But what's important to us, it has extremely practical ramifications. Reb Itzel Blaser is coming to explain the famous Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that even though on a number of occasions during the year HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, but specifically on Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says, Kol Bo'ei Olam, all of the creatures of the world, Oivrim Lefonov Kibnei Moroin. Everyone has to pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibnei Moroin, and that word Moroin clearly needs explanation. It's a strange looking word. Everybody passes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibnei Moroin. What does that mean, Kibnei Moroin? So the Gemara says that Kibnei Moroin, the word Moroin, can be translated in several different ways. One particular way could be Kibnei Imrono, meaning sheep. You can, as imagine, all of the sheep, as we know from Meister Behema, they're all trying to pass through the gates. They cannot obviously all pass at the same time. They go one by one as the shepherd marks them off. So that's one way of understanding this moshel. We too pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate shepherd, as it were, and we pass in front of him one by one. That's what it means, Kibnei Moroin, just like sheep. The Gemara then says that perhaps there's a second interpretation, an alternative. And kibnei morin in fact means kemailas bnei morin. What does that mean? Kemailas bnei morin. Mailas bnei morin, as Rashi explains, was a staircase that you wanted to enter in order to get from one level to another. But it was very narrow. You clearly could not have two people entering this staircase at the same time. And therefore, by definition, necessarily, you'd have to enter one by one. This, therefore, says the Gemara, may be what kibnei morin means. Not that we are entering, we are passing HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep, but rather, we are passing HaKadosh Baruch Hu like those trying to enter this staircase one by one. And the third and final explanation, the Gemara finally says that no, perhaps Bnei Moroin means something else completely. It means, says the Gemara, Ke Chayolois Shel Beis David. Chayolois are the soldiers in David HaMelech's army. As you can imagine, all of the soldiers are lined up in front of the commanding general, and he does not review his army all in one go, rather one by one. Each soldier separately has to be accounted for in front of the general. Says the Gemara, that may well be the translation of Kibnei Moroin. And that is the end of the Gemara. So we have three possible suggestions as to what Bnei Moroin might be. The common denominator is clearly one. It clearly refers to this concept of passing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu one by one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not judge all of Klal Yisrael or all of humanity collectively, rather on an individual basis, one by one. The Gemara says, one by one can be understood in three different figurative ways. Either one by one like sheep passing through a gate, one by one, as it were, trying to squeeze into this narrow staircase, or one by one, as the soldiers are reviewed by the commanding general. So the theme is clearly one, but three different ways of illustrating this theme. Rav Yitzchak Blaser asks, really, what is the obvious question, or questions, on this Gemara? First and foremost, really, long before you get to the Gemara, the Mishnah itself needs explanation. Why do you need a moshel at all? If the Mishnah would have just written, everybody passes by in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu one by one, there would have been nothing difficult in understanding that. When you have a difficulty in understanding, you have a moshel to illustrate it. What was it that needed explaining that required a moshel to explain it? There's nothing difficult. All the Mishnah simply said is, we all passed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu one by one. Isn't that self-explanatory? Why is there a necessity to have a moshel in the first place? Question number one. And question number two is, when you get to the Gemara, even after we have this moshel, what are the different Mosholim illustrating? How are we any better off than we were before the Moshul? Whether it means sheep, whether it means a staircase, whether it means soldiers. All three Mosholim basically seem to be telling me the exact same thing, which is, they are passing one by one. Well, if that's the case, we're back to square one. So what did the Moshul teach me? So these are the questions that Rav Yitzchak Blaser is trying to tackle. Number one, why did we ever require a moshel in the first place? And number two, if we did, what are the three different explanations? How do they differ from each other? Whether it's a sheep or a staircase or a soldier, it all seems to be pretty much the same type of story. What is being taught to us by Chazal HaKadoshim here in this Gemara in explanation of the Mishnah? So Rav Yitzchak Blaser explains this Mishnah and the Gemara in a very novel manner, And it's based on a tremendous chidush. But, as you'd expect, nothing he says is without proof or without basis, and he backs everything he says, he backs it up with a Gemara. The Gemara says, what would be, imagine if there was an entire kingdom that needed to be judged. Everybody, for some reason, had to be taken to the courthouse. They were all up for trial. The entire Melucha, from top to bottom, from bottom to top, including the Melech. We're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the judge. We're talking about in a human court, a Shofet, Basar Vadom, he's now got to watch an entire kingdom all stand trial. The Gemara says, if ever that would happen, we would always let the king go first. We would let the king go first. Why would we let the king go first? So the simple understanding is because he's the king. Kavod HaMelech. First, please. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, can you imagine this poor judge? The judge watches the first trial, guilty. Second one, guilty. Third one, guilty. Fourth one, guilty. And this goes on and on and on. And the longer this goes on, the more angry he becomes. Look how many people there are not obeying instructions. Look how many criminals there are. Look how many people who are not abiding by the law of the land. You would not want to be judged last on that particular day. You want to stand in front of a very calm judge, not in front of an angry, irritated, aggravated judge. That's why the Melech goes first. Not just because of Kavod first, please, because the Melech does not want to be judged last. You're unlikely to be judged as favorably if you are judged last, compared to if you are judged first, when the judge is, as it were, still in a good mood. That's the Gemara says. Here comes the tremendous chiddush. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, lahavdil elef alfei avdolos, judge the world? We were always taught, in Cheder perhaps, that it comes Rosh Hashanah night, all of the world are judged in an instant, it takes a quarter of a second, the whole thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can judge everybody at the same time. Says Rabbi Tzal Blazer, that's not true. It is one by one, as the Mishnah clearly tells me. Why indeed is it one by one? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, if he wanted to, judge everybody at the same time. So why indeed is it one by one? Why is it that there is, as it were, a queue? First, second, third, all the way to last. Says Rabbi Tzal Blazer, and this is the entire Chiddush Meirav Rabbeisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates the Beis Din Shalmala as a mirror image reflection of the Beis Din Shalmata. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he likes. But that is the way things operate there. However things are conducted here on planet Earth, Bo'olam Hazeh, that is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts affairs as well in Olam Haba. So the reason why you go one by one is not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to, but rather this is the way that things are conducted in the Beis Din Shalmata, so too in the Beis Din Shalmala. Which means, if everybody is going to go one by one, where would you rather be in the queue? You'd rather be first in the queue. You don't want to be last in the queue. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates and conducts the Beis Din Shalmala just like the Beis Din Shalmata. And we were told that the human Shofet, the human Melech, is aggravated, as it were, when it comes to the end. you'd want to be first in the queue. So too on Leil Rosh Hashanah. In fact, Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser explains, it is a tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this for us. Why is it a tremendous chesed? Because if everybody were to be judged instantaneously and simultaneously, can you imagine standing up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with thousands and thousands of others? Look how many Averas there are out there. Kaviyochel, that will bring a tremendous anger, a charoin af, on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baroiv Chastoi, says, I will not judge everybody at the same time. It's one by one, just like it is down here, Bo'olam Hazeh. Which means that the Yesoid and the key to success in having a favorable judgment on Rosh Hashanah is make sure you are judged first. Make sure you are first in the queue. That is the tremendous Yesoid that Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser sets up. Again, based on the Gemara, one could perhaps learn differently. That is the way he learns the Gemara. In the final analysis, therefore, we are left with this huge question. And that is, if indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges all of us one by one for reasons just explained, and you will be zoicha to a more favorable judgment if you are judged first, so what's the $64 million question? How indeed can I ensure that I will be judged first? Give me the ticket to success. I'll be there. What do I have to do? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, that is the inyan of the various mesholim in the Gemara. Three mesholim we had, like sheep, a staircase, and soldiers. And we asked, who needed a moshol in the first place? And what do the mesholim illustrate anyway? They all seem to be saying basically the same thing. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, this is the yesoid. The three mesholim are coming to demonstrate three different ways that you can ensure that you are judged first. And why would you want to be judged first? As we just explained, you'll be zeicha, badin, a more favorable judgment. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, I'll take your hand now and explain to you one by one. You have a shepherd, and there's a whole bunch of sheep jostling for position, all trying to get through that narrow gate. Who will be the first one? The shepherd, as far as he's concerned, could not care less. He's just got to count the sheep. So certainly, he has no role in this. He lets all the sheep in, and they can now struggle and fight. So which sheep, in fact, will enter that gate first? And the answer is the biggest, the strongest, the fattest. He'll barge his way, he'll push everybody else out of the way and take his place first. That's one way that you can ensure that you go through that gate first. You're bigger, stronger than everybody else. That's the moshel. So what's the nimshel? The nimshel is, if that's true in the physical world, it's true also in the spiritual world. If you are bigger, stronger, not in the physical sense like a sheep, but in the spiritual sense, you are a greater tzaddik, then this is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The bigger the tzaddik, you will go first. That's the first moshel. Everybody passes by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibnei Moroin. We asked, why do you need a moshel? The Mishnah is teaching us, this is not random. There is rhyme and reason. Do you know who will go first? It'll be as Bnei Moroin. Understanding number one, who's ever bigger? Who's ever stronger? And it doesn't mean you're 7'6". It means you are stronger and taller and bigger. In a spiritual sense, you have more zechuyos. And if you have more zechuyos, you will be judged first. That is moshel number one. What's the next moshel? comes to a narrow staircase, and there's a whole bunch of people who want to enter. Says Reb Itzel Blaser, do you know who will enter that staircase first? It's a very narrow alleyway, so it's not a question of pushing anybody else out the way. There's no room to push anybody. So it's very simple. Who will enter first? Whoever got there first. Simple as that. Whoever finds himself first in the queue will simply go and enter that narrow staircase first. This is not like the moshel of the sheep, where there's plenty of space and everybody's pushing and shoving. There's a narrow alleyway leading up to the staircase. There's no room for pushing and shoving. So who will go first? Whoever gets there first. We'll come back in a minute to that nimshel. The final moshel, says the Gemara, is like Chayoloi Shol Beis David. Here you have an entire army, thousands of soldiers being reviewed by the army general, but he needs somebody to take on a particular mission. Says Reb Itzel Blaser, and again, this could be understood in different ways, but this is the way that he interprets it. He will pick one. How will he pick one? He has a special chavivus towards this soldier. This soldier has some sort of zechus, we have no idea why. Maybe there was a connection, family, friend, parent, relation. The general has, for some reason, a particular favoritism towards this particular soldier. He therefore will go first. Not because he's bigger or stronger, not because he arrived first, but for some, as it were, inexplicable zechus, he is picked to go first. What's the nimshel? The nimshel is there will be those who will be judged earlier on in Rosh Hashanah because they have a particular zechus going for them, just like the soldier is picked, as it were, at random. It's not at random, but it's beyond his control. There may well be somebody who perhaps might not deserve it, but he's got some zechus going for him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barov Chochmasa decided that he has to go first. Says Reb Itzel Blaser, and this is how he concludes. Who are we in that moshel? We have three different tickets to make sure we are judged first on Rosh Hashanah, because we would like to be judged first on Rosh Hashanah for reasons we explained. There's three different ways. The first route was, make sure you're bigger and stronger. Says Reb Itzel Blaser, can we rely on that? Are we such tzaddikim that we can be rest assured, we'll go through that fence first. We'll barge everybody else out the way. We're the biggest tzaddik around. I've got thousands of mitzvahs and zechuyos. I'm okay. Can we rely on that? It works. But can we rely on that, says Reb Itzel Blaser? Perhaps not. What about the third moshel? May I be that particular person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just happens to choose because apparently I've got some zechus going for me? It may be. Are we going to rely on that? Maybe yes, but maybe not. So we wouldn't want to rely on that ticket either. Neither on the first nor the third. If you're relying on the fact that you're like a strong sheep, well, who's to say you are? If you're relying on the fact that you're like a soldier who's got some zechus, who's to say you are? Says Reb Itzel Blaser, and these are his frightening words, V'hanoigeya yoiser l'maisa. What is the most practical ramification of this Gemara is the chalukah ha'emtzois, is the middle moshel. What was the middle moshel? You're not bigger and stronger like the sheep. You're not chosen because you have some random zechus like the soldier. You're trying to enter a narrow alleyway. What will decide if you go through first? The answer is because you took your place first in the queue. Says Reb Itzel Blaser, that is the moshel that we have to hang on to. And what indeed does that mean? Now let's come back to the Nimshal. What does it mean, you take your place first in the queue? Comes Leil Rosh Hashanah, I cannot rely on the fact that I'm a stronger, bigger sheep. I cannot rely on the fact that I have a zechus going for me like a soldier in the army. So I'm going to be like the person entering the narrow alleyway. I'm going to take my place first in the queue. How do I do that? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser. And he says, this is what Chodesh Elul is all about. He says, Chodesh Elul is a month of work, is a month of Avodas HaTshuva. And he says, this is why we blow the shofar from the beginning of Elul. And this is why some say slichas from the beginning of Elul, like we said last week, not just to remind us that Rosh Hashanah is a month away, but rather to remind us that it's Elul now and there's work to be done. And the earlier you get into gear, the earlier you start your Avodas HaTshuva, the earlier on you will find yourself in the queue. That is the middle moshel. How is it that I take my place first in the queue? The answer is, you start your Avodas HaTshuva early. Just like that narrow staircase, you see hundreds running towards the alleyway. What do? You make sure you get in there early. Don't wait till the last minute. So this is therefore the key, says Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser. You see hundreds running towards that staircase. You don't wait until the last minute. You make sure that you're there early in the queue, and that way indeed you'll be able to get through the staircase first up. And those are the words of Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, and I just want to read to you one line. Hadas noisein, which means logic would therefore dictate. Oison shehein makdimin, those who get in early, lovoi. V'kvar hechinu atzmon, they have already prepared themselves, miyomim rabim, many days ahead of Rosh Hashanah. And they will be muchonim. Heima yavru lefonov, they will pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lori shoyna, first up. First up. This is the Yesod of Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser. Really what I'm quoting is actually a small part of a very lengthy maimah. He goes on, Ayin Shom, but I think this will suffice for now. If last week we explained in perhaps a more pragmatic, in a practical way, that it's important to get there early, in Elul, as soon as we hear the gun go, Elul, Chodesh Elul Yiyeh, we start our Avodas HaTshuva early. We don't want to wait till the last minute because then it won't be very long lasting. This week we have explained it's not just a practical issue, but it's also a zechus, a tremendous segula. We're all looking for etzos to be zeicha badin. And in the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, there is no greater segula and etzah than making sure you are judged first. How indeed can you do that? One of three ways. Either to ensure you're a tremendous tzaddik, difficult to rely on, or to ensure that you have some zechus going for you, difficult to rely on. As he writes, what's most noigea is that middle moshel, the narrow alleyway. The narrow alleyway has nothing to do with a random zechus. It has nothing to do with who's bigger and stronger. It's all about who gets in there first. Getting there first, says the Koich Ve'oir, is what Avodas HaElul is all about. And I'd just like to conclude with one line in the Shem Yishmuel. The Shem Yishmuel can be found in next week's Parsha in Parshas Devarim. And he says, Ze Limud Godol, this is a tremendous lesson for us, that anybody who wants to approach Yom Noiroim, Terem Yikrav L'chol Dovor La'asoysoy, before you set up your project, whether it's b'Torah, maybe I'm going to be chayzer b'tshuva in tefillah, whatever it may be, loy yenivhal la'asoysoy. Don't do it haphazard, quickly. But first, prepare yourself. Get ready. Plan your strategy. V'nireh, he says, d'zuhi hachonas elul koydem Rosh Hashanah. This is what Elul is all about. We don't drop into Rosh Hashanah. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, think to ourselves, so what is it that I should be chozer b'tshuva on? Lebli yikrav, lest we not approach the avoda of Tishri Elo b'hachona, says the Shem Yishmol. Only with hachona, with preparation. And as the Koich Bayor has explained to us, the mila of preparation is that we will be zeicha badim. So if ever we needed a stimulus, if ever we needed any encouragement to launch our avodas chodesh Elul as early as we can, it's still early in Elul. We are less than a third of the way through test Elul. Now's the time. As the Shem Yishmol says, it needs to be planned. It needs to be a strategy. This week's parash is Kiseitze lamilchomo aloivecho. Many Meforshim explain that this is a remes, the ultimate milchoma neged the Yetzer Hara. And if it is compared to a milchoma, just like when you come to battle, you don't turn up on the battlefield without a battle strategy. You plan in advance. And in fact, the overall success in battle will ultimately be totally contingent and dependent on the planning and on all the work you did before the big day. So this is, I think, all the encouragement we need. Whether it be to ensure that our tshuva is long-lasting, rather than being scrambled onto that train last minute, or whether it be, in order to be zeicha badin, may we be'ezus Hashem have siyata d'shmaya, to start our avodas ha'elol now, as early as we can, and that way, Be'ezus Hashem will be Zeicha Badin. May we all indeed be Zeicha to Aksiva V'Chasima Teva.